Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although they live underwater, most sea creatures are just as dependent on oxygen as those of us who live on land. Timothy Lyons, professor of biochemistry at the University of California, Riverside, reveals a surprising find about historic oxygen levels and explains what it means for our understanding of the history of life in the ocean.
The oldest signs of animal life appear in the geologic record around 600 million years ago. For the 4 billion years prior, our planet experienced dramatic changes that paved the way for this milestone in our own existence. Yet most of us take these changes for granted. One such transformation was the first rise of oxygen about 2.5 billion years ago, perhaps the single most important environmental change in history. Before then, Earth's atmosphere and oceans were virtually devoid of this life-giving gas, which now makes up 20% of the air we breathe. My research group is exploring the evolving compositions of the early atmosphere and oceans. Our favorite questions center on the cause and effect relationships between life and its environment across the critical middle chapters of Earth history. The roughly 2 billion years between the first production of oxygen via photosynthesis and the first appearance of animals. Our work shows us that the initial rise of oxygen may have occurred in fits and starts rather than a single step, and that once permanently present in the atmosphere, oxygen likely rose to very high levels and then plummeted. 1.5 billion years of oxygen-free conditions in the deep ocean resulted and set a challenging course for the simple microscopic inhabitants. Then, about 600 million years ago, thanks perhaps to a flush of nutrients to the ocean in the wake of history's greatest ice age, life and photosynthesis flourished, oxygen took another step up, and animals first hit the scene. Darwin was long troubled in his efforts to explain this initial explosion of animal life. He would be pleased to know that ancient rocks, in fact, reveal the history of life's initial ups and downs that set the stage, in so many ways, for the later evolution of animals. The story of the ancient ocean is the story of our origins, and it may just tell us a thing or two about the challenges in our future.
That was Timothy Lyons of the University of California, Riverside. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.